God bless you guys. We had some problem at the
Love
top of the show.
Talk Radio.
Coming to another show. Apologies to each and every one of you. That the show did kind of kick off late. We was transitioning out of one show, coming to another show. And we did promise that we got Pastor Franklin that's going to be with us on tonight. I want to make sure I get him fired up on the line. As I said, once again, Pastor Franklin's a little late. We were just transitioning off of one show, coming to another show. And we ran a little bit over. We hadn't forgot about you, man of God. Are you there with us? We want to make sure you're there. Amen. Running multiple stations, I tell you, it get kind of confusing to the point that we come out of one actually time zone into another time zone. But we want to welcome the man of God. We didn't have time to go into the actual categories and getting the music started and everything because it's actually floating over. But we got this great man of God, Pastor Franklin, on the ball with us tonight. And we want to take the show from this point. We want to turn it over to his hands, let him do everything he needs to do for us getting prepared and get started. We thank you guys for joining the show on tonight. For those who are going to be calling into the show, the number is 516-387-1220. Once again, it's going to be 516-387-1220. We want to apologize once again here at Harvest Light Church that we did get overlap in one of our shows that was going out in India, and now we're back in the States. We're going to let the man of God have his way on tonight. The floor is yours, Pastor Franklin. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening. Good evening, Radio Land. We thank God for a chance to an opportunity to be on the broadcast this evening. We bring you greetings from the Kingdom Vision Church Ministries, where I served each Sunday in Grand Prairie, Texas. Amen. Our website, KingdomVisionChurchMinistries.org. My assignment in the earth today, as the Lord put on my heart, was to teach on the prerequisite of praise. The prerequisite of praise. In such a time like this, you say, well, why is it important to talk about praise when the world is in a turmoil and we just happen in it, even in our own backyard, the DFW area, where the great catastrophe of violence that were downtown Dallas and also in Minnesota and Louisiana. We want to always also lift up the prayers of the ones that have been victimized by circumstances. A lot of times we talk about praying for the one who offends, but we want to pray for the offender. We not only just want to pray for the victim, but the ones that have been victimized. So let us bow our head in with a prayer for them and the family of those lost loved ones. Father God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for every family for them that lost loved ones in all these incidents. Lord, we know that your blood covers a multitude of sin. Father, we come that men shall always pray and not faint. And we lift every family that's been victimized, Father, every police officer, every loved one, Father, that's going through these bereavement and mourning. Even the families in Minnesota, God, and the families in Louisiana, we lift each family and everyone to you, Father, to heal. You said you never leave them nor forsake them, that you're always there, even until the end of the world. We pray, Father, for joy, that the joy of the Lord will come into their life and lift every burden. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The prerequisite of praise. Those who have your Bibles, Psalms, we want to share from the book of Psalms 103, the 103rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. And I would read, and it reads, "Blessed the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healed all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Praise God for the reading and hearing and doers of his word. three power points I want to talk about tonight is the first one is prayer. Amen, prayer. The second one is praise. And the third point is the promise. Prayer, praise, and the promise. David, as we know, that David was a praiser all through the Psalms that he administered and wrote. David talked about praising God. Well, I really believe that even when he danced and praised, the Bible said he came out of his garments because he praised the Lord in such a way that he didn't allow the garments that he had on to get in his way. Sometimes on Sundays, hey, we can let the hats, the shoes, the certain suits we wear get in our way to prevent us from giving God the sacrifice of praise that he rightly so deserves. I must admit, for a long time, we've gotten the wrong concept of praise. This misconception is praising God isn't just predicated on something good happening in your life. Let me say that again. Praising God is just not predicated on something good that happens in your life. In other words, we don't just praise God when everything is well and we got money in our pockets and we got our pantries are running over with food and we can just look in the closet and pick anything we want to wear. We don't just praise God for those circumstances and only in those circumstances. But we praise God. For the Bible tells us the man shall always praise God. It says, let everything that would have breath praise ye the Lord. For praying is not conditional. It isn't conditional. Neither is it measured by time, days, months, and years. It is normal. It's not abnormal for us to praise God. David says, praise is what? Comely for the upright. In other words, praise is what we're supposed to do. I want to teach us the correct meaning and the concept. I dare not try to teach us how to praise and when to praise because we all praise God differently. And even in circumstances like this and all that's going on in our land and country and all over the world, shootings and police brutality and all these things that are going on, and I came by to tell you today, if you don't, and the way that we're going to defeat the enemy and overcome all these things that are going on in our life are the three points: prayer, praise, and believing God for the promise. Can I tell you that all of us were created in God's image? And when we were created in God's image, our DNA, in every one of our DNA, I guarantee you, God ordained for us to praise him. Yeah, the lily in the fields can praise him. They don't talk. The birds in the air, they chirp. They don't worry about what they're going to eat or drink. Every time you see a bird land down, come out of the beautiful blue skies, they come. They don't worry about what they're going to eat. They just find it because God would already provide it for them. Paul says, we are created to praise God. That's what we were created to do. We were predestinated to give God glory. See, people think that we need reasons to praise God, but you really don't need a reason to praise God because praising God is comely the upright. The very fact that God woke us up this morning is a reason to praise him. The very fact that we're walking and talking today and having the activities of our limbs are the very reason to praise God. Amen. Clothed in our right mind is a reason to praise God. Food to eat may not be the food that you desire, may not be steak today, but you have, amen, something that you can eat. And also we do pray for those. Every time I begin to eat. I bless my food, and I always pray for those that have not food to eat. There is a reason. I got a reason. You got a reason to praise God. As we look at the scripture today, David says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I tell you, that sounds like prayer right there. You can't bless the Lord without praising him. You can't say bless the Lord without thanking him. You can't say bless the Lord without giving him glory, because David knew how important it was to bless the Lord. And we know David's background. It wasn't perfect, and neither are we. One thing God did, he found favor in David. He looked at his heart. The Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. So David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The first PowerPoint is prayer. When I tell you, when we're praying, we should never, never ask God for anything when we start praying in the beginning of prayer. The first thing we need to do is thank him. Give him thanksgiving. The Bible says enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. But when we pray, the Bible says also man shall always pray and not faint. Cease not from praying. In other words, don't stop praying. But David knew that this is one of the weapons that we all have to defeat the enemy. For the Bible says that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're pulling down strongholds. Pulling down those strongholds and everything that exalts itself before the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity, into the very obedience which is in Christ, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Prayer. Even when I remember so well when I was growing up in the youth, we were taught prayer is the key to the kingdom. Faith unlocks the door. I tell you, in order for us to overcome what we experienced on last night, as men were being gunned down, it's going to take prayer. I say that again. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take us to intercede for one another. It's going to take us to pray for one another. Pray for the hurt. Pray for the troubled heart. Pray for those that are bereaved and hurting. Prayer. Prayer changes things. I'm a firm believer that prayer still changes things. Yeah, I got some references here. Paul and Silas was locked in jail, preaching the gospel. Paul and Silas, one prayed, one sang. Bible says at midnight, there became an earthquake. The doors, jail doors opened up. Why? Because they prayed and they sang and they gave thanks to God and they believed that God would answer their prayer. And that's what we have to do, church. That's what we have to do, radio listeners. We have to learn how to pray, even in our circumstances. Pray.
Amen.
And I'll say this.
Amen.
Often when we're praying, sometimes you gotta pray your way through.
Amen.
You gotta pray your way through when you're going through.
Hallelujah.
Then he says in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In other words, there's some benefits when we bless the Lord. There's some benefits when we praise the Lord. There's some benefits when we're giving thanksgiving to God. There are benefits. He says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. In other words, your soul has to pray. Your soul has to bless God. God is no longer listening and looking for people to praise him from their lips. He said, "I'm gonna give you a new, way, a new testament. I'll give you that you would not just praise me from your lips, but you praise me. If you're gonna love me with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul."
Yes, yes.
And he's the very words of David. He says, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." Your soul got to cry out to God. The Bible says, "Then you got to make your soul have to make her boast in the Lord."
Yes.
Your soul, you got to praise him out of your soul. You got to bless God from your soul, because that's the only thing that matters to God is your soul. All these things going to pass away, but your soul is going to be required in God's hand.
Yes, 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 yes.
So these three power points, prayer, praise. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I want to let you know today, there's benefits in praising God. My God. You know, you on your job, you may have some insurance. And outside, you might have some insurance on outside your job. But those insurance, they don't cover everything. They only cover some things, and you have to sometimes pay co-pays and deductibles. But David says, forget not all of his benefits. Yeah, there are benefits, all benefits in the Lord when we're praising. Look at that, look at the other benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. He forgives all of thy iniquities. Who heal all thy diseases. Not some, not a little bit, not a few, but all. Who redeem thy life from destruction. Who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. See, you see all the benefits in praising God? Tell you, there's a lot of benefits. And I don't know about you, but we got to learn how to praise God, not only when we go through things, but we got to praise God to deliver us out. Yes, often our praise doesn't deliver us from a thing or from circumstances, but it will always deliver us out of our circumstances. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown in a fiery furnace. God didn't deliver them out. He didn't deliver them from, but he delivered them out.
Amen.
Yeah, they had to go through something. Daniel thrown in the lion's den. He didn't deliver them from it. He delivered them out of it. We have to go through why? Because praise is our release in the earth realm. Praise, when we praise God at midnight. That story, there it is again, at midnight. When Paul and Silas prayed and sang, and they pray and sing, and it's praise when you put it together. That's how the jailhouse opened up. And the bonds, everything that them tied was tied to them fell off. And praise God. The promise was that the jailer heard and he was saved. Oh, I just don't want us to go around with our heads down. And I know it's a hurting thing for what we're going through. Learn how to praise God.
Amen.
Learn how to praise him. David says in our text, is the ultimate example of a praiser. Psalms 150 says, let everything that have what? Breath. Praise you, the Lord. Psalms 138 says, I will praise you with my whole heart. Psalms 102 and 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts what? With praise. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times on what? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the bad things, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. In times of good, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So in our text, we examine the prerequisite of praise. Prerequisite means it's essential. It's required of us. It's necessary for us to praise God. Look at our text, Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6. One translation says, bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not his benefits. Another says, my soul, praise the Lord. King James Version says, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. David reminds us that at one time God pardoned us. He pardoned our sins, and our sins were taken away. And God restored us back to him, gave us favor with God and man, and bestowed good things to us. Verse 2 says, I want to expound these three reasons why we should praise him. First reason is we need to bless the Lord. Amen? He says, bless the Lord. The second reason is you have a reason to bless him, and not just bless him from your lips, but bless him out of your soul. And the third thing is the prerequisite of praise is not to forget all of God's benefits toward us. For our praise isn't to benefit God. It is to benefit us. So when you're praising God, amen, God, it's to benefit us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And when I teach on this, radio listeners, next time you go to church, don't let the preacher, the singer, the praise leader prompt you, prime you. Praising God, you don't need to be cued, you don't need no cue or be coerced to praise God. Remember, I told you, David said, praise is common to the upright. But we didn't wait for God to deliver us out of problems. We don't wait for God to deliver us out of problems. We praise God in our problems. We praise God in our circumstances. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So if we just praise the Lord at all times, in all times, then our praise gauge would never get low. My God, did I say something there? I said when we praise God at all times and in all times, our praise gauge would never get low. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continually be in my mouth. But when we give God praise, then we honor him. Because that's what we were created to do. And I'm going to say this, and I'll be finished, and we'll go in and have those who want to call in for prayer requests, salvation, or just anything that's on your heart, we can go to the Lord in prayer. But we give more praise to a man running with a football on his hand than we give praise to our Lord Jesus carrying a cross. We give more praise to a woman with a tennis ball and a tennis racket in her hand than we do Jesus with the nails that was in his hand. We give more praise to a man that wears Jordans on his feet than we give praise to our God, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, with spikes in his feet. We give more praise to a dog when he said, good doggy, doggy, and pat him on his head than we give praise to our Lord Jesus with crown of thorns on his head. Yes, I tell you, we must give God all the praise and all the glory. It belongs to God. When we put things before God, it becomes our God. And God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we praise God for dying on the cross for our sins. And I tell you, if you ever want to live in victory, if you ever want to live in victory, you got to understand what Jesus Christ did for all of us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but they should have everlasting life. When you understand that, and you understand that you were created for God's praise, not to say that our world's going to be perfect, that everything's going to go right. That's why James said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. So when we learn to give God praise through our circumstances, yes, I know it hurt, but praise. Amen. The gospel songwriter says, I'm going to put a praise on it. And I admonish each one of you that are listening, learn to put a praise on every situation. Put a praise on it. Put a praise when you get laid off. Put a praise on it. I've been there and done that. Put a praise on it when all your money is fine and your bills are due. Put a praise on it. I've been there. You have to learn to praise your way through. So it's so easy for us to complain and be contrary and go around acting like we don't belong to God. I never seen a king that had broke children. The Bible says we're what? Royal, chosen generation, a royal priesthood, peculiar people. And if our God is rich, amen, the Bible says that he's what? He owns the cattle of a thousand hills. All the hills and all the cattle belong to him. Earth is the Lord. The fullness is there in the world, what? That dwell therein. So I want to encourage us today. Pray. Praise and believe the promise.
Amen.
When you do those things, then the Lord will bless you with any situation, with anything that we're going through. When we see that all this poor police brutality, when we see all this, all these beginnings of sorrow, the Bible says that these are the last days. He spoke these things to his prophet Joel. That these are the last days. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, famines. You get bit by mosquitoes. You got a disease. You know we better be praying. You know we better be praising. We know we better be believing God for his promise. Don't put your hope in this world. This is temporal. You better believe those things that are eternal. Amen. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We praise you, God, for the example that David gave us, that men shall what? Continually praise God. Continually praise you, no matter what. Continue to pray to our God that we must make our souls. We must boast. Our souls must boast unto our God. We cry out of our Father who hears every one of his children.
Yes.
God, we draw near unto you, God. Resist the enemy, and he has to flee. We know, Father, that the world is in turmoil. We know. You said this. These things are the beginning of sorrows. Now help us continue, Lord, to clothe us, give us beauty for ashes, in Jesus' name.
My Lord.
Give us, Father, the praise of garments. Put on the praise of a garment of praise when we go through.
Yes, Lord.
And then, Father, give us your promise.
Yes, Lord.
Your promise is, Father, that one day you're coming back to receive us into your own.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pastor Ellis, I thank you for letting us share on the broadcast today. We thank God. We want God. Thank God, and this is just not, you're no stranger to us in the church. You have been a great friend to us, and we thank God for your ministry as well. Amen. We thank God for the Harvest New Life Church. We thank God that we're friends, amen, and you have shown yourself friend to us day one, and we praise God for you. I just want to, at this time, if there are anyone that wants to call in with any questions or design prayer, please do at this time. Can you thank God?
Amen. You know, matter of God, for those who are calling into the line to be a part of the show, I want to make sure I get some of the volume down here just a minute. Make sure that we got any feedback off the line. But we heard the man of God begin to speak as we came off the off another show, coming to another show. We heard the man of God speak today out of Psalms 103. And one thing I can say about this man of God, everything he speaks comes from his heart. His wife is a true woman of God. His ministry is a true representation of the kingdom of God. And I tell those of you who are on the line and heard this word today, with all the chaos that we see that's been going on the last few days, you're welcome to call in. Because I think every one of us need prayer and direction and listen to some of the things that have been going on around the world today, and to hear the word of God, what this man of God has spoken on today. So that call-in number for anybody who's want to come into the studio and be to speak to this great man of God, can call in at 516 516-
1220. But I'm going to get my answer in first of all with Pastor Franklin, as I heard him speak about the process of the engaging, which I like to say of prayer in this particular time that we are actually living in, and how the Word of God decreed, as the man of God said, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," you know, and then all that's within me. And I thought about what you were saying, Pastor Franklin. You talked about the process of how, you know, God wants us to engage with not just the lips, but all of our faculties. You know, James talks about how we need to just engage, not only with lip service, but only with our physical service. A lot of times, I think, and when you spoke this word here just a second ago, about how we talk real good. David says that we need to bless him with all our soul, you know, all not only our soul, but our facilities, our faculties, the power, the might, and the miracles that comes out of when the weight of God and the obligation to be, as we say, accountable to one another. You know, we ought to lift up our brothers and sisters. And sometimes in the midst of what we're going through, all we hear is a lot of lip service. But I want to know that when you spoke about the process, you said about how God said, you know, bless the soul, bless the Lord. He said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. And you read from a different area of the scripture, and it says something over in the Psalms 103 Amplified Version. He said, bless the Lord affectionately, praise the Lord with all my soul, and the deepest that's within me, bless his holy name. Can we elaborate on that a little bit more? When we talk about praise, it's not just a surface thing. How do we, as men and women of God, see ourselves in this, what we call 2 Timothy, what, perilous times, and we try to go to find out what is the answer? Is there an answer? Some people say it's not no answer, that these conditions and situations will continue on. But I don't believe that after hearing what you said about the process of how we as men and women of God ought to best bless the Lord affectionately. We need to go deeper in our soul. I want a little bit more about that particular area of 103 when you talked about that.
Amen. I believe when it says with all within me, Pastor Ellis, it gives us so much power in the scripture, and let us reveal what it's saying. It says everything that's in me means, number one, you have to surrender all. You have to surrender yourself. You cannot no longer be conformed of this world. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
So you can surrender all, everything that's within you. You can't just give some of it to God. You can't give just some of it. And you remember when we were saved, it says, give the Lord, Lord, we thank God for, when we praying to God, we say, we thank you for a portion of our. Oh, God didn't give you a portion. He either gave you life or he gave you death. I mean, it's not a portion of your life.
Yes,
it's your life. If you're living, that's life.
And so
you have to learn to give God everything within you, your being, like you said, all your faculties, everything, mind, soul.
Amen. You know, you said, bless the Lord, and I want to make sure I get this to really get a, you know, not cross-reference it, but hear what you're saying. That, you know, I know some of the listeners are listening in. We got Africa just come in the house with Pastor Albright. We're going to get him in just a minute. Pastor Albright, when you want to get a chance to come in, just push the number one. We talk from Psalms 103. And down here in the city of Dallas, there's been a lot of chaos that's been going on. And not only the city of Dallas, but some of the states that's been going on surrounding areas with a lot of this innocent killing and bloodshed. So when you get a chance, Pastor Albright, you just push your number one. We'll engage you in. But back to that area, say, bless the Lord. You know, the weight of obligation, the lips can do little. Does that kind of correspond with what it says over in the area of James? You know, we talk about the process of James says that, show me a man that says he has faith with no works, and I'll show you works was dead. Now, that was a obligation between him and Martin Luther. They got to that particular argument. But I look at what you said. Bless the Lord with all that soul and all within me. The weight of the lips can do very little. The soul and all the power must be engaged. It takes movement to be able to believe that when the Lord says, bless the Lord with all my soul, the word bless applies to God's mean of praise. It implies all the strong, affectionate will and senses and gratitude that's within us. And I'm listening to you say that. Now, when we deal with that, for those who believe in praying, believe in trusting God, I'm talking about just not throwing some kind of little thing out there. They just want to hear it. I'm talking about when you really engage. I think the Word of God talks about when you pray. I look back in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, when you go in the house, he talks about the solitude, the solidarity place where you go in and you shut the door and you begin to pray to him in private. And I'm listening as you're saying that. This message that you brought on today, I want to go some more in with you. I know some more callers on the line that's listening to you right now. As the lines begin to fill up, all you guys who are calling in, we were Pastor Franklin here on the line at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios. And the number to call in is actually 516-387-1220. And he's speaking about how we live in a time that we must pray. The Word of God declares in 2 Timothy, times are perilous. And we really want to know how we're going to make it through this particular area which we're in and all the other areas in our life. So he's speaking out of Psalms 103. And we're just sticking on the topic of the first part of Psalms 103. And when I'm asking the question, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Yes.
Bless him affectionately. And I want Pastor Albright, he's going to be in with you in just a second. But I want to know a little bit more on the area. You read out another scripture. I believe it was Amplified. I think it was one of the other Common English, one of the Bibles you was reading out of something. I saw something there. What was that you was reading from? It wasn't just the King James, but something that you was reading from.
Yes. Well, one of the versions, translation.
I know it was another. I know another translation you were reading from.
It says, praise the Lord, my soul. And then another translation says, my soul praise the Lord.
Let me engage with Pastor Albright, because I know he's in there with you also, and he's another great man of God. He's calling out of Ghana, Africa, and I'm telling you, Pastor Albright, it's good to have you on the line. We're here with Pastor Franklin here in the city of Grand Prairie, but I'm in Dallas, and it's good to have you call. I know the time difference is over there, it's different, but you're calling in, and we just welcome you to the line as we talk about some of the things that took place here in the city of Dallas and around some of the area of other cities and states. It's been almost like a innocent bloodbath going back and forth, and it's been a big division. You're there with us, and I just want you to know, you know, Pastor Franklin. So come on in. Come on in, Pastor Albright, and share with us.
Thank you so much, Pastor Charles, for this opportunity.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
I heard about what happened in Dallas.
Yes,
and it's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, as we ministers of the gospel, we don't have to be ignorant of what is going on, because when you read Isaiah,
yes.
I want to quickly read something. Isaiah chapter 60,
mm-hmm.
And I'll take from verse 1. It said, arise,
mm-hmm.
shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now verse 2, it says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth,
mm-hmm.
and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. It says,
mm-hmm.
and the Gentiles shall come to thy light,
mm-hmm. Amen.
And kings to the brightness of thy rising. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are not ignorant of what is going on, because we are children of God. And the Bible have already, you know, unveiled to us, what is happening in our day.
Amen. Amen.
But
mm-hmm.
but God expects something from us. It's
Amen.
So important that we know. It's so important we understand God's expectation from us at this time. You know, because currently we are the verge of the rapture of the church, and the Bible let us know that, you know, darkness shall cover the earth, and it's already happening. It's a gross darkness shall cover the people. But what God expects from us is that we will manifest his glory. so that the Gentiles will come to our light.
Amen.
So God doesn't expect us to be troubled by those things that troubles the world, because we are out of the world. You know, we are not troubled. He told us, he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said, and he told us that, he said, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. So Jesus has given us his peace.
Amen.
And this was the peace he had, that he functioned here on earth fearlessly. And he expects us to do the same, because as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So irrespective of whatever is happening, we need to understand, what does God expect from the church at this time?
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Makes the difference. Amen. You see,
Pastor,
what does he expect?
Go ahead. I just wanted Pastor... I wanted Pastor Frank to go ahead, you know, to kind of elaborate on that, because I know we're running on some minutes here, and I want to bring you right back, but I want Pastor Franklin to go ahead and elaborate on what you said, because I hear what you're saying, but we want to make sure he's going to be, you know, making some things clearer as we speak, and what you're speaking is a very vital point in what the Word of God is declaring. But Pastor Franklin, go ahead.
Yes. There again, I reiterate on that. Men shall always pray and not faint. Even PowerPoints, there were three of them. We talked about prayer and praise and receiving the promise. Also want to reiterate that when we praise God, we just don't praise him, wait on the good things, the good times,
yes,
and good things to happen. We have to learn to praise God in any circumstance that we're in, because I remember the story of Joshua when he told the children of Israel to march around the walls of Jericho seven times. They didn't see no way. I mean, at that time, the walls were up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when they began to walk around, and the seventh time, he said, now the seventh time, we're just not going to walk around, but we're going to praise him with a shout. And immediately when they shouted, the walls came down. And that's what I want to reiterate. When we have to praise God. When we praise God, things will happen, because praise is commonly for the upright. And praise,
amen,
when we praise,
amen,
God and believe God, amen, from our souls, and then God will move. And we just have to learn to praise him in every situation, and not be coerced, not be. You can't coerce or rehearse. And look at your neighbor and slap him, give him high five and praise. No, we got to learn to praise God and open our mouth and let it come from our soul. And it goes back to surrendering your all.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Pastor Albright, you know, you spoke,
yes,
you know, on that area of the book of Isaiah. I want you to come with and show me, you know, because I'm always out for learning. I want you to go to the book of 2 Timothy for me, please, sir. And I want to get a little bit more understanding on this particular area of Scripture. And it really coincides, it comes in cohesiveness in what you said in the book of Isaiah. If you can go with me over to the area of the book of 2 Timothy, I want you to explain some a little bit more. And I want Pastor Franklin, who's on the line, who's actually a man of God on tonight, this is his show, and we want him to come on in with this, and we want to see just how we can get some completion, some understanding out of this area and these things that we're dealing with at this time. And I want you to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I want you to really just kind of breeze through, not just and focus on that 11 through 14, if you don't mind, sir, and give me some understanding of what we're saying here. Or if you want me to read it, I'll do so, and you can bring it back to me. So if we can look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11.
Yeah.
And let's look at the 11th verse through the 14th verse. Now, you want me to go ahead and read that? I want you to be able to get in there with me. And I want you to see what's going on here and what you said in the area of Isaiah chapter 60.
All right, sir. You can go ahead, sir.
Persecutions, afflictions came unto all the Antioch and Insalem and Lystra. Persecutions endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Now, hear what I'm saying. What I'm saying, that you're saying this about the process that you said over in Isaiah chapter 60, and what Pastor Franklin was saying over in the book of Psalms 103, the 12th verse. Ye all that will be live, all that will living, live God in Christ Jesus, suffers persecution. Now, this is why I heard you say, Pastor Albright, that God don't want us to be ignorant. He already said it. Even though he speaks about Antioch and Lystra and Alestria, he's speaking about the same domains and cities that we are in. We're suffering some things that we're going to see in variations of cities. But God don't want us to be ignorant of the persecutions and the suffering that's going on. He goes on to 13 verse, he said, but evil men, and he's about seducers, shall wax worse. And did I say something in there? He said, well, wax worse, deceiving and being deceived. Pastor Albright made a very strong statement about the process over in the area of the book of Isaiah on chapter 60 when he began to read off, he began to rattle off in the spirit. He said, arise, for the light has come. God is study illuminating and showing us that we're in the time of the rapture. I don't believe what Pastor Albright said. He don't want us to be ignorant about these things that are taking place. They have to come to pass. We have to see this. But in the midst of these things taking place, we all must continue to pray. He goes on, if I could finish verse 13 now, I'm going to let Pastor Albright go ahead and elaborate on this, and I want Pastor Franklin to do it as well. And I got some more callers on the line, but we're going to move on this. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Chapter 4, verse 14, chapter 3, 2 Timothy. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Teachers are playing a very vital role in the world today as being leaders. And the things that we're seeing that's going on, prophecy and being prophesied to, is playing a very vital role for men of God like Pastor Franklin, men of God like Pastor Albright, who's truly backing up the word of God with the true word, and those who would hear the word don't have to worry about the perilous age and times that we're in, because as Pastor Albright said, I don't want you to be ignorant. Arise, he says in chapter 60 of the book of Isaiah. He says it very clear, like Pastor Albright said. Arise, and he said, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. I believe God is showing his hand.
Amen, amen.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, Pastor Albright, either one of you guys, Pastor Albright, Pastor Franklin. I got another great woman of God in here from Saginaw, Michigan. Dr. Shawnette Davis is going to be joining us here in just a minute. But I want you to elaborate on that, Pastor Albright, and then I want to hear from Pastor Franklin on that.
All right, sir. You want me to elaborate on this verse, right?
Yeah, that's between the areas which you wrote in chapter 60 of Isaiah and corresponded or cohesiveness are running in a parallel with 2 Timothy.
All right, okay. You remember in Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
In Isaiah, Isaiah was at this time given a prophecy of our day.
Yes, sir.
So we are living in that prophecy already.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
We are living in it. Now, it says, arise, for your light has come. Now, remember Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
And then he said, you are the light of the world.
Yes. Yes.
The same thing he said of himself. He says, we are. But the problem of most ministers today is that we don't believe in our calling. So by virtue of that, there is not that demonstration of the power of God in our ministries and in our world of life.
Yes.
Because We've not taken time to understand the ministry the Lord has given to us, who we are in Christ, you see. So we are not able to manifest the glory of God. You find out how ministers are afraid. They are afraid to speak the truth. They are afraid of the government. And yet Jesus said the government will be upon our shoulders.
Yes, amen.
The shoulders of Jesus is the church.
Amen.
The church is the body of Christ, and the shoulders is talking about our shoulders. The garment is supposed to be on our shoulders. That means we are ordained by God to lead our government, not the government leading us. You see, not the government leading us. So if you don't take time to understand the ministry the Lord has given to you, you find that you will rather allow the government to lead you. You see, which is wrong. And that is what is happening currently in the USA. You see, the government is dictating for the church, and most of the churches are quiet. You see, which is wrong. This is the time we have to rise up.
Rise up, amen. Hallelujah.
And take our place.
Yes.
You know, because evil persists when good men do nothing.
That's what the rest of the word says. That's right.
You see. And the major reasons reason several nations has been destroyed by the devil through mass annihilations, genocide, war, is not because the devil couldn't be checked in these nations. It was because the church in these regions had gone cold and had become so complacent. And yet the church is the one to prevent and restrain the evil one and its cohorts from terrorizing and inflicting hardships and pain on men's life.
Amen. Let you finish. We want to bring Pastor Franklin in. Go ahead, Pastor Albright.
So when something is going on in your community, in your nation, it's a reflection of how the church, it reflects the condition of the church.
Yes.
Wow.
You see, and the church must rise up.
Yes.
You see, the church must rise up to manifest.
Amen.
Is that
Amen.
The
Amen.
Expectation of creature waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. The whole creation is groaning in pain to see our manifestation.
This is the time that we should be stepping to the plate.
Yes.
So if we don't manifest, if we are rather praying, you know, if we are rather praying that, Lord, manifest your glory in my life, it's not going to happen. The reason is that he has given us his glory, and he expects you to manifest that glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You
Amen.
See, he has given it to you. He has given himself to you to manifest.
That's right.
So
that's
if
spirit.
You
that's
rather
right.
spend time, and what we normally see is that you see people who say they're having a prayer meeting, and they are always praying for what God has already given to them.
Amen.
And
in the name
of
Jesus. Yeah, he wants a new thing to be able to inform, because as we pray, these are times of God telling us to pray for protection over. Yeah. You know, nothing has taken place that God don't already know.
That's
but
true.
In
Absolutely.
Times as the enemy evolves, we need to be in position. And I don't want to cut you here, Pastor Albright. The reason we're praying for the same things over and over again at prayer meetings, but we're not moving in the spirit in terms of what God is asking us to pray for that's taking place in the earth realm. Pastor Franklin, come on. We're moving on some time here. And I got this woman of God coming here from Michigan that's going to be with us, Dr. Shawnette Davis. Come on, Pastor Franklin. Go ahead right quick.
Amen. I just want to you talk about 2 Timothy, what we're discussing on. What Paul was saying to his son Timothy in the ministry, what is he talking about remembering? What was he talking about remembering? He was talking about remembering the scripture, that all scripture was given by the inspiration of God. So it parallels about what David was telling us when we tell the congregation or tell the people of God to pray, to praise, and respect God's promise. It's not from us. It's the scripture. We're speaking scripture. Scripture tells us to do these things. So when we obey the Scripture, then God will move in our behalf because we're obeying the Scripture. And it's not mandated because of what man has said, but we're saying it through the Spirit of God and what God's Word is saying.
Amen. One thing, and we're gonna bring Dr. Davis in here, and what you just said, Pastor Franklin, and it really was a powerful word, and what Pastor Albright has said is that if men are really called to be ministers, notice how Paul speaks to Timothy over here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the Amplified Version versus the King James Version. He says it like this: "But as for you, continue in the things you have learned and of what you have conceived." Listen to him. He says, "Hold tightly to the truth, knowing from whom you learned." Pastor Albright hit it on the nose. If men are really called to be ministers, then they will meditate on what God has given them. And when they deliver word, it'll be a manifested word that comes through the Spirit. And then helps together the men, and they will hear the word of God. Let me get this woman of God in here, Dr. Shawnette Davis. She's a powerful young woman of God, and she's had to come in the studio. I know she's running on some time here. Dr. Davis, are you there with us? She may not be there, but I want to make sure she may be having some phone interviews. But I want to go back to Pastor Albright, and I want to hear what Pastor Albright said concerning this amplified word that we just said in terms of how he spoke it. And he spoke it so beautifully, so powerfully. There are some things that we're learning from people that don't even believe in what they're teaching.
Absolutely.
They don't even believe what they're teaching. Go ahead, Pastor Albright.
Yeah, and I wanna read something.
Go ahead.
In the same book, 2 Timothy,
yes, sir,
chapter the 3, and I'll take from verse, if you don't mind, let me take from verse 13. It said, "But evil men,"
go ahead,
"and it's an evil man and seducer shall wax and wax, deceiving and being deceived." Verse 14. It said, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned,"
amen,
"and
amen,
hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that's very, very important. And then he said something, the verse 15, he said, "And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." So what I want to say here is that how will you be able to know who an evil person is? The Holy Scriptures unveil to us who an evil person is. You see, you can be doing something that is right in the sight of men, but when you come to the Scriptures, the Word of God will let you know that is evil.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
we will not know what is evil until we study the Scriptures. So Paul was bringing Timothy's attention to the Word of God. He said, you know what? For you to experience the total salvation of God, then you have to give attention to the Word of God, because this is the only way you can prevail over these seducers. You can prevail over these deceivers in your day. So if what is going on in our world, if we are giving attention to CNN, Fox News, and all the news media and all that,
be careful what you learn from. There you go. That's it.
We'll be distracted.
That's
this
right.
is the time we have to give more attention to the Word of God, because
that's
the
good.
More we give attention to the Word of God, the world will give us attention.
Amen.
See,
amen.
Well,
amen.
When you read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, he said, "My son, give me your attention. Then let your ears incline unto my things."
Amen.
Because this is your life. Is it your life is here?
Amen.
The Word of
wow.
God is our life. So no matter
amen.
What we are hearing in the news media, we are hearing in our neighborhood, We must give attention to the Word of God so that we can give the people the Word of God, because that is the only thing that can change them. That is the only thing that can give them hope. That is the only thing that can bring healing to our nation. We cannot use another material to bring salvation to our nation. There is
Pastor,
only...
Let me interrupt for a minute in what you're saying, Pastor Franklin. Pastor Albright, we got a few minutes left. I just got a call, and it just came in across VIA that the woman of God, Dr. Shawnette Davis, is en route to the hospital. Can we go ahead and lift her up in prayer? Let's lift her up in prayer right now. I just got the call. She's on the line. Let's lift her up in prayer. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Hallelujah. The blood, the blood. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Franklin, can you go ahead and pray out? Can you pray out for Pastor Franklin?
Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you move on her behalf, God.
Yes.
No, God, it's by your stripes she's healed, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Go before her, God. Let no weapon formed against her.
No, none. In the name of Jesus.
Her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Pastor Albright, can you go ahead on and just relay this? Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for the woman of God that has been rushed to the hospital right now.
Yes.
Satan,
hallelujah.
We want you to know you don't have any place in the life.
No place. No place.
Therefore, I command you right now to lose your hold. Lose your hold. Take off your dirty hand out of her life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I release the power of God. I release the healing power of God to touch the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Her body is the temple of the Spirit of the Living God. By virtue of that, her body cannot accommodate any attack of the devil. Jesus said, the prince of this world comes and he has nothing in me. Devil, you have nothing in this woman of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree, as I agree with this great ministers of God online right now, we join our faith together in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release the healing power of God right now to touch the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, we decree, Mandori Maba, she has been discharged right now from the hospital. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there is no trace of any weakness, any sickness in the body whatsoever. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, it is well with her. She's well in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. We have we have co-pastor Patty Ellis on the line that just came in and joined us. And as always, the woman of God in this house, we're running into what we call our overage in the area of the scripture. But we're going to move forward because I feel the power of God in this. And I want to bring her in as she begins to go ahead and light up the land. I'm going to light our head. Co-pastor Patty Ellis, are you there with us as you join us in the studio? Go ahead.
Yes. I'm
it's
here.
So much that yeah, let me enlighten you a little bit. We're out of Psalms. You've probably been listening to Psalms 103 that Pastor Franklin was reading from. Also, we got Pastor Albright on the line, and we just got on finishing a prayer with Dr. Davis, who's en route to the hospital, and we decreed the word over her life. But your take on some of the things and events that Pastor Franklin has dealt with in Psalms 103 about bless the Lord, O my soul, and just some of the events that you see in the area of what we've been having here in the last few days in our nation that's been going on. Co-pastor?
You know, we were just looking at so many things that are happening here in this area, not just here in Dallas, but in other places. There's a lot of people that are reacting, in other words. But, you know, I just want to, as long as we stay in the Word of God and we stay focused on where we need to be and staying on our lane and praying for those people that have lost their lives, and praying for those people that are misdirected. I think that's really the most important thing. So I think as spiritual leaders, how we conduct ourselves is very important, and how, you know, what our reactions are. That's what people are going to be looking for. Let's be not just an inspiration, but let's be godly in our reactions and be the examples that other people are going to be seeing, because there's so many different opinions out there right now. But, you know, God knows that these are perilous times that have come.
Yeah.
And it's already said in the Word and said, and we see so many things that are coming forth from Revelations. But I just want to thank those that have been online, those spiritual leaders that are on the line with us now, that means so much more that we come together as one. And we know that there's an enemy out there that has no power over God.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Co-Pastor Patty Ellis. Thank you for joining us, as you always do. Give a beautiful word. Pastor Franklin, we're about ready in a position to close out. But let me have, before you have the last words to close out, I'm going to bring Pastor Albright back in and let him kind of finish out, because we got a few minutes, about 5 minutes outside the line. And we want to bring Pastor Albright right back in and let him have a few words to say before you close out on the last part of the service. Is that okay with you, Pastor Franklin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pastor Albright.
Also, thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God. We are ministers of God, and it's a privilege, you know, for us to be, you know, called into the Lord's kingdom. It's a privilege. And Paul made a statement in Philippians chapter 2, verse 16. It's a holding of the word of life. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So what I want to say is that as long as we are working with the Word of God, as long as we are doing things through the Word of God, and not just we just brainstorming, but, you know, doing things God's way, doing it according to the pattern He has revealed to us, you know, individually, and also through the Word of God, I want you to know that our labor is not in vain, and our work, the Lord is going to reward us. This is a short time, and I want to remind ourselves that Jesus is coming, and we have to get ready. We have to prepare our brethren for the rapture of the church, because it will happen anytime soon.
Wow.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank my dear man of God, Pastor Charles, thank you so much for this privilege. I was just coming on the line. I just came on the line to enjoy the minister who was speaking. I never had any plan to speak today. I just came to fellowship with wonderful ministers. But, you know, you wanted me to speak. So thank you so much, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
Pastor
you
Franklin,
Amen. Yes, Pastor Franklin, is your close out, your show, going to lead us out in prayer, whatever you have to say. Give us some more information about your church before we close out, if that's okay with you.
Amen. God allowed us to plant a church in Grand Prairie, Kingdom Vision Church Ministries in Grand Prairie, 2750 Graham Street in Grand Prairie. We're in the Tony Shotwell Life at Recreation Center, and our services begin at 11 o'clock each Sunday. And in August, we'll start our Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. So be in prayer with us that God, we're celebrating on this August will be our first year. Amen. We just thank God that
Hallelujah.
God has been faithful to us, and we're looking to do great things for the kingdom of God. I just want to close with this. Out of all the current events that are going on and everything that's going on in our land and country and in our world, we as Christians can't fight in the corner. We can't fight in the natural. We got to fight in the spirit, and then the spirit of God, which is the fruit of the spirit. We got to fight in with love, because love is the greatest gift. And the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. So we can't be angry and retaliate and try to get revenge with violence and riots, but we have to teach the people, amen, that doesn't know better, that doesn't know Jesus Christ is on the pardon of their sins, is to teach them and to share. It's very important that we share the word of God, amen, not just in a building, but with every chance we get. Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, and violence must take it by force.
Hallelujah. 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 Man of God, I tell you, it's great. And we're looking forward to being with Pastor Franklin down there in the city of Grand Prairie. Teaching everyone of you to join us on the line tonight, it's truly a pleasure. You listen to Pastor Charles Ellis here with some powerful men of God, Pastor Franklin, and with Pastor Albright, and also for Pastor Patty Ellis, along with a few other great callers on the line, Dr. Davis, who's in the process of being healed as of right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that. But even as we begin to go off the line, we thank you guys for joining us. Such a beautiful time to be with this man of God, Pastor Franklin. And it was just so enjoyable to be able to be with him and hear the powerful word that he brought forth today in such a relevant time as such. And to each and every one of you, we thank you, we bless you, and God bless you for joining us. Until next time, we'll see you guys here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios. Till then, God bless.